Hi everyone, it's Michael Kerr here from the world headquarters of Humor at Work, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So June is Effective Communication Month, and last podcast I reminded you that it's not just what you say when it comes to communication, it's how you say things. And I talked about the importance of avoiding weasel-like words. But what about when you say things? Because I think it's not just what you say, it's also when you say things. So are you considering when the most effective time is to communicate an important message to your boss, colleagues, employees, or clients? A few thoughts to ponder. If you're making a pitch to someone or trying to have a serious conversation with them, are you timing the conversation for when that person is going to be most receptive? Trying to talk to someone on their way out the door on a Friday afternoon or before they've had their first cup of Java might not be the most effective approach. Make it a regular practice to ask people if this is the best possible time to talk before sitting down with them. Consider setting regular office hours each week where everyone knows you'll be available and that they'll have 100% of your attention during those regular hours for conversation. Positive feedback ought to come with an expiry date. If you've got some positive praise to pass along, don't wait for the moment to pass. Timing is everything. If you need to clear the air with someone and discuss a difficult situation, make sure you leave enough time that you have cooled off and can approach them in a rational manner. In other words, put down the stapler and sleep on it, but act on it quickly enough so that it doesn't balloon into something bigger and so that you're not dumping on someone for something that happened 7 years ago, as we are all prone to do. If you're on the receiving end of a conversation, be upfront about the timing. If it's not the best time for you, then reschedule it for when you know you can give them their full and undivided attention. And finally, since timing is also everything in comedy, if you're going to try out a new joke, be sure to tell the joke near the middle of the month on a sunny day at exactly 6:03 p.m. when, according to research from Dr. Richard Wiseman's Laugh Lab, people are the most likely to laugh at your joke. And my fun at work tip, a very simple idea, but it works great in some companies. Create a brag board where employees can write down public kudos for all their fellow employees to see. It works fabulously, and it's a simple reminder of the need for everybody to thank each other, to celebrate success, to recognize each other's efforts. A few companies also use online versions of a brag board where people can post thanks and accolades for everyone in the company and often the customers to view. The quote of the week from Tom Peters, one of my favorite quotes about humor in the workplace that we need to remind ourselves of on a regular basis. If you are working in a company that is not enthusiastic, energetic, creative, clever, curious, and just plain fun, you've got troubles, serious troubles. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, June 19th is official Recess at Work Day, which sounds a tad wacky, yes, but hey, that's the entire point. The day is meant to remind organizations of the mental health and wellness benefits of taking a 15-minute break to get up and about and play the way we did when we were kids. So check out how a few companies are getting serious about their recess programs by Googling Recess at Work Day or Google Dodgeball anyone, and you'll see some terrific ideas and how one company even created a Recess at Work room. This is something we shouldn't be doing just once a year. It's something we should be doing every day at work. Thanks for dropping by, everyone. Cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for more ideas and inspiration. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.